Welcome back, folks. Take Two Takedown here. It is our second episode, a point I didn't think that we would ever reach.
No, it's a magic
moment. I mean, we pretty much had two goals. Start the show and continue the show.
So we've reached both.
We've reached both. So this may be our last episode, too, because we can't get any better.
Apex of our career.
This is the end right here.
Apex. The top.
Exactly. So we are here. It is October 19th. We are recording for you. We're going to talk about Raw. We're going to talk about SmackDown. We'll give you a little preview of Hell in the Cell coming up this weekend, which I think we were all very excited about. But again, this is your host, Craig. I'm here with John.
Hey.
We are here in our secret underground bunker beneath Vince McMahon's mansion, as we know we all will be for at least the remainder until we get found at some point.
Well, it'll probably be now because we're having tables, ladders, and chairs delivered to the bunker so that we can have our own TLC matches.
Right, exactly. Most of the time with any sort of event matches like this, we usually try and recreate them as we're watching them.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had a steel cage built in. Now we're bringing tables, ladders, and chairs in. They're making a lot of noise in the background, so if you hear things falling, if you hear things crashing, don't be concerned. That's just the movers. Hopefully they won't break the ladders before Sunday when we need the ladders and the tables to break.
The other problem we have is they're rentals. So
that's true. That's true.
They're not getting their deposit back.
They're not getting their deposit back. Yeah. It's a good thing we put it on Vince's card we stole.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. That's what we do.
How we roll.
So if this is your first time joining us, welcome.
Welcome.
We have elevated ourselves to 20 followers on Twitter.
We're dynamic.
I mean, that's pretty spectacular, I think.
Pretty fucking huge.
Yep, we are huge in the Twitter sphere.
The latest, greatest teams, and have them lose. And if you do have them lose, how are you going to sell it?
Exactly.
A la Ric Flair style.
I like it.
Dropping a woo!
I mean, because it's well-deserved.
Yeah.
It's well-deserved. One episode in, we're pretty much at least the 35th most popular wrestling podcast released on Thursdays on the internet.
Would you say megastars?
Yeah, I would.
Megastars.
I would. Anybody disagree?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Looks like we're megastars.
Megastars.
So we usually talk about WWE, what they show on television. We're not much into the whole behind-the-scenes stuff because there's other shows that do that. There's other articles you can get on that do that. But we're here about what's shown on TV, what's shown on the network, that sort of stuff. Those are the things that we're mainly focusing on. Any sort of local events we like. Hey, keep it down.
So sorry.
I'm sorry about that, folks, once again. We'll make sure they keep it down. Any sort of local events in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area we like. Those are the sort of things we talk about on this episode. But first, we are going to get to Raw from this past Monday.
Ooh.
Which was very exciting because it started with the Shield coming back out.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Loved it. Oh. And they came out in full tactical gear through the audience just like they used to.
The intro, did you catch the intro? It was the Shield typical intro where it was, you know, Sierra, Hotel.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And as they're coming down, you just get that moment where you get to drink it in.
Exactly.
At the top of the
steps. It's so great. Pretending like they're not walking through a crowd of people that are trying to take pictures and give them fist bumps and they just keep moving.
Roman Reigns broke character. He did fist bump a kid.
That's true. I did see that.
And
I did see that.
You know, not being a big Roman Reigns fan, Craig, I know you are, sorry. Mm-hmm. To see him break character every now and then to appease a kid, I'm all for it.
I'm all 100%. For that. It's the John Cena shtick.
Yeah.
You break character for kids.
You have to. I think it's a rule.
It is. So. It is. But I feel we also need to discuss, because we talked about this in our pre-show prep.
But let's be honest, we just talk about it because we're nerds.
Right, right. But the Shield shirts.
All right, so they all come out in one facet of black T-shirt or another.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I agreed that although we love the Shield uniformity and they're all in their black tactical gear,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Give them a little individuality. Maybe put a shoulder patch with their little logos on yep. them so they all mm-hmm. look like they are one militaristic unit, but they each provide a specialty.
Exactly, exactly. Because I like the idea of, say, they all have their own individual shirt, because that's what we discussed, especially the Seth Rollins shirts particularly, I've yeah. enjoyed since they came out. I believe you are currently wearing one right now. Yeah,
I'm going to have you drink in the Seth Rollins shirt I have on now.
Exactly.
I am still reclaiming, redesigning, and rebuilding yep. as we speak.
But the Seth freaking Rollins, the Burn It Down.
Burn It Down.
Like, I love all of those shirts.
Absolutely.
And now you're just covering them with a Shield shirt. But I would prefer if they all had their individual shirts and then threw the tactical vest over top of it. So, like, at any moment, they might be individuals, but they could just all three throw that vest on and we're together now.
Love the idea. Let me ask you this. The new Shield shirt, where it's the three arms in, are you a buyer or are you a seller?
I like it. I'm a buyer.
I am not. I am not. They could have done so much more with that, and as much as I am a mark, by the way, guys, we'll start talking about definitions here. What a mark is just your average viewer that gets so wrapped up in it. I am the one that WWE wants. I will buy the merchandise.
Yep.
I will buy into the characters. And a mark is simply just somebody that is actively in and engaged and wants it all. So literally when I get the WWE shop up, I buy the big WWE spoon and I am eating it 100%.
100%. We are the ones that they walk out in a new shirt. I'm like, holy shit. I got to get on WWE shop right now and buy that shirt.
I don't even like the Shield shirt, but I'm going to buy it because it says Shield.
Just
because
it's a brand new shirt.
Hells yeah.
Got to buy it.
I kind of wish they made him in adult onesie styles though.
I mean, that's what I feel like they should make with all of their equipment.
Yeah, well, just so it stays tucked.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, for large kids.
Yeah. Right. But right. not us.
No, that'd be ridiculous.
No, that would be crazy.
That would be ridiculous. So they came out. They came out in their full tactical gear. They went. There's two matches the Shields were involved in, which we'll talk about a little later because most of those were at the end of the night. But the Shield themselves were not involved in any match. There was just a tag team match and then a singles match at the end. But we'll get into that.
But, I mean, they were separate but equal kind of things.
Exactly.
So let's talk. All right. So let's talk about cruiserweights here.
Which I think we're both on the same page. I enjoyed the 205 Classic. Is that what they called it when they first brought the cruiserweights back?
They introduced all the cruiserweights.
I enjoyed that sort of separate thing. But I feel it's becoming just a place filler to fill up the 3 hours of Raw now.
Well, no, I think here's the problem. It's so young and new right now that you have a ton of talent there. But it's just, it's developing it and bringing it up and giving it the body it needs.
Yeah.
Now, you're bringing in an Enzo. You're bringing in a Kalisto.
Right, which I agree with. I like them both. They both fit more in a 205 weight class than putting them against Braun Strowman.
You know, I like the idea. I really do like the cruiserweight idea. I like having it separate. But it's like we talked about last episode with the women's wrestling. It's like, what kind of legs are you giving it? What kind of story are you giving it? So my problem with this is, like, you have an Enzo that comes in. You make him the heel. You give him a belt for a week.
Yeah.
Then you want Kalisto to come in, so you give him the belt. So let me guess. If I become a 205, let's be honest, I'm never going to get down to 205.
No. Maybe high school, Greg.
No.
Not maybe, even high school John.
Like middle school John. All right. But anyway, you know, if I come in and I'm the next big thing, do I get the belt?
I mean, I don't see why not.
It's like a revolving thing. And I get it. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit behind stage stuff here, but Neville's gone. He opted out of the contract, so they had to give up the belt. They give it to Enzo as a placeholder. Is Kalisto a placeholder, or are you going to let him reign supreme? But let's get into the match, okay?
Right.
So, not the Godfather with the Ho train.
No.
But now we got Enzo, certified G, with the Zo train.
Exactly. Which, that seems like it's lazy.
Well, not even that. I mean, weren't these the same guys last week in the Lumberjack
same
match
guys.
That were beating the piss out of
same
them?
Same guys. Not even like, hey, didn't this happen a few months back? Last week, these exact same heels were beating him, Enzo, up and loving it. And now all of a sudden they're on his side helping him beat up Kalisto.
To the point, where, I mean, you're a gang of thugs. I guess we're rolling the bad guys against good guys thing.
I guess so,
and,
yeah.
And then Mustafa Ali comes out to help Kalisto, and he gets his ass whipped,
right,
too.
Like, and pretty quickly. Like, it wasn't like, oh, he's out here, he's going to help. No, it was like a 3-minute, like, oh, well, now they're just both getting beat.
Yeah.
Like, so, now I'm watching something that looks painful.
So where do we go from here, right?
I don't know. I mean, the problem is you can't tell where they're going, because if you asked me last week, well, obviously Enzo's going to have all of those same people that were kicking him on the ground come out and help him. They're like, no, that doesn't make sense. No,
that doesn't make sense at all.
But they did it, so I got nothing.
It is obvious we are two sides, good, bad, and you're on one or the other. So you're either Team Enzo, Team Kalisto.
Mm-hmm.
So you're an O either way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
show them your O face,
show
kids.
Them your O face.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Then we had a lot of previews for Asuka, which we now realize is how you say it. Because I think we had both been saying Asuka. Because yeah, that's how it's spelled.
We're America.
Right, we're so America.
Americanized your name.
It's spelled Asuka. We say Asuka.
If you put an A at the end, I pronounce the A.
Right, but it's apparently just Asuka.
It's Asuka.
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 So her and Emma are fighting, and like, I think we agreed she's just going to get destroyed.
Emma's going to get her ass whipped.
Right.
Which is pretty sad, because Emma's got a nice ass.
Yeah, but then for...
Again? So hard to find good help. Craig, I am sorry. Fans, I'm sorry. All 20 of you. All
right. We're very sorry.
You need to stop. Dude. All right. Sorry.
Let's be honest. We actually only have 18 because me and you are two of the 20 followers.
They don't need to know
that. Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
That's,
I mean.
That's inside voice time, not outside
sorry.
Voice. People hear us. Shh. Okay.
But then we had Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks. Banks won, which I think... Okay. Everyone just sort of saw it. Like,
so the legit boss is going to win, but, I mean, are they giving a little push to Alicia Fox here? Here's one that was off for a while.
Off, yeah, exactly.
And now they're showing her that she gets an undisclosed fine for pushing a ref, and she's throwing her famous temper tantrums when she loses.
Right,
again.
Right. And she did it in the back, throwing Banks up against, you know, chairs and toolboxes and that sort of shit.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Be the little spoiled princess. You do it. And plus, Alicia Fox... You're beautiful.
The name fits.
Yeah, you are a fox.
Yeah, exactly.
I will even go, Craig, Stone Cold.
Ooh.
Stone Cold Fox. See where I went
You
there?
Are quite a wordsmith.
Not a stunning Steve Austin.
No.
That's a Stone Cold Alicia Fox.
Exactly. Then we had the Jason Jordan versus Titus Worldwide. Titus and Apollo Crews.
No,
they were together.
Jason Jordan with Titus
and Apollo Crews versus
Elias
and
the Bullet
Club. Gallows and Anderson.
So much.
Somehow Raw builds you up at the beginning with S.H.I.E.L.D. coming out, tactical gear, this is amazing, and then just dips down, like, lower and lower as the 3 hours go on.
So we talked about it last show. Elias, we want to walk with you.
We do.
We like the character, and I believe you listened to the show because you changed up the songs.
Exactly. I mean, that's the only explanation I can think
obviously,
of.
Obviously, I have pool, and you know what? I think Vince is hearing us through the vents.
That probably means we won't be here long.
No. Well, maybe he thinks we're like ghosts. He's a little older.
He's a little old.
Now, so.
Yes, exactly.
We just got to wait for Triple H to come in with Stephanie, and then we're screwed.
Then we're screwed.
I mean, he changes up the song, and then you've got Gallows and Anderson sitting next to you, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to kind of like this. And then what the hell happens? Excuse me, Elias, we need to warm up our pipes.
Yeah.
Anderson warms up with a nerd.
Right, yeah.
Fucking Revenge of the Nerds is a classic. I get it, but
right.
You are not Ogre.
No.
Drop the nerd shtick. It's dumb. And Gallows... Sorry, we realize you're the punching bag of the
right,
two.
Right.
If anybody's getting pinned, it's you. And as soon as I saw the three of you up there, I didn't know who you were wrestling, but Gallows, I knew you were getting pinned.
Exactly. That's what the entire Bullet Club has basically become, is just the punching bag.
The problem is it was so much more, and it could be so much better.
Oh,
I'm not getting into Ring of Honor. I'm not getting into Japan. But the Bullet Club in and of itself, great.
Exactly.
So, but focused on WWE, especially because we're getting scripts from Vince McMahon's library. We didn't admit that like we admit we stole WWE Network from his satellite
from Vince.
Feed.
Exactly.
So, all right. But anyway, so Titus Worldwide, Jason Jordan comes out. Who didn't see that?
Yeah. That was obvious.
Gets the win. It's a match.
It's you know, it was time filler that seemed semi-entertaining.
I get they're building up a rivalry. Let's see what happens.
Right, exactly.
as a mark, I will give it to him.
Yep.
Now, second definition. Would you say Elias, Gallows, Anderson, even Titus and Apollo Crews are what we call jobbers? All a jobber is your standard wrestler who comes out, gets a little push on a story here and there, but they're not really going to hold a title. They're not really going to be brought up as a fan favorite or what have you. But they are those wrestlers that you are used to seeing, and they literally, they do the job.
Right, right. They can come in. They can provide entertainment. It's not just some random no-name fighting somebody, you know, like The Rock or something like that. Because anybody that followed wrestling before, that's what a lot of times would happen. It would be somebody like Hogan, Macho Man, somebody like that coming out and wrestling a no-name person. Mm-hmm. You know, like those are the fights you would see. Yeah. They don't do that as much anymore.
Billy Smith from Memphis.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't do that anymore. Now you have these jobbers who are they're famous enough that they can keep your attention on television. They have their own, you know, they have their little niche. Some people buy their shirt, some people don't. You know, they're there, but that's pretty much what the jobbers do. And I think at this point, I think especially Gallows and Anderson came in huge. I think they've been sort of reduced now to jobbers, that they're just there. They're going to be there. They're going to put usually an interesting matchup, and then they're going to lose.
Yeah, so that's what a jobber is. So with that in mind, would you say all six of these? Or I would say five, because let's be honest, Jason Jordan's going to get a push. He's going to move. Would you say jobbers?
I would think so.
I'm going to go jobbers.
I would think so, which is sort of, I think, one of the downfalls of what this match was and why we didn't enjoy it as much, because there's not really any huge, like, no matter who wins, it's no like, oh, wow, I can't believe they won. Like, this is going to do, it doesn't really matter. Like, no. Nothing's going to move on. It's not like now that Titus Worldwide and Jordan won, they're going to go for the belt. Like,
and even at that point, it's like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Next week, they could fight three other people and it wouldn't make a lick of difference. Care. No.
It was a match.
It was. It was a match.
So speaking of matches.
Then we get to the good stuff, which was the Shield fights.
Two of my favorites.
So Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins.
Favorites.
Versus Sheamus and Cesaro, the bar.
Once again, a mark for both.
Yes, agreed. And I enjoyed it. I mean, they came out in their Shield gear, ready to go.
I mean, let's be honest. Right now, with the huge intro to the Shield, this being the second week they're out, did you see them losing?
No.
Absolutely not.
I mean, WWE writers mess some stuff up. They're not going to mess up this Shield. They're at least going to give it through Sunday. Through the tables, ladders, and chairs match. After that, who knows what they'll mess up. But they'll at least give it through Sunday.
Speaking of tables, ladders, and chairs, do you like the ladders over there?
I mean, I would say if they would move them at least over to the other corner, so that way they get as much height as possible.
Yeah, and I think with where the ladders are, they kind of get in the way of our route to Vince's bathroom.
Right, exactly, which is the only one we have.
And us being full of shit, we'll probably need to use that at some point.
Hey, guys, can you move those over a little bit?
Okay, boss. Got you. All right. So, of course, Ambrose and Rollins win.
Of course.
And, I mean, it was a good match. I enjoyed watching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
A lot of action, a lot of movement. One of my favorite things right now is Cesaro with that mouthpiece in.
It's fun to hate.
When you allow him to talk on the mic because you're worried what Sheamus will screw up.
Yep.
This is Cesaro. I want you to wishy dishy shay. What the fuck did he say?
Like, I feel like even when he gets those teeth replaced, still going to wear the mouthpiece for a while just because it's fun.
I do love me some Cesaro with that fucked up grill. That's awesome.
It's really awesome. Really awesome.
So we go from that to this is your match.
This is my match. This is Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman inside a steel cage.
Steel cage match.
Which I feel like it's one of those things that, like, hey, we had Hell in a Cell. We still have all these pieces of the cage. Let's just go ahead and do another match with it. Why not?
I mean, you and I have used ours to grow high. You bring it. You bring your saucy selves. You try to handle what we throw down.
Reigns, they're all fighting. Eventually, the rest of the Shield comes down. Eventually, Sheamus and Cesaro come down. And
the Miztourage.
Yeah, and everybody. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Exactly. Everybody's fighting in and outside the cage. But Roman actually starts to get the lead over Strowman inside the cage. He's spearing him.
And then, weird, something happened. What happened? What was that?
It got real dark.
Craig.
And then red lights came everywhere.
So we're in Amsterdam?
I don't know. No,
this was
motherfucking Kane.
Kane.
That's what happened.
Up from the earth.
Up from the earth. Through the mat like he used to do. Coming up, attacking Reigns so that Strowman gets the win. Which I did not see this coming because I know he's running for mayor in Indiana.
Yeah, I was like, is he off the campaign trail or something?
I don't know.
What the hell happened there?
Like,
but
is this a push for him to get mayor? Like, he's like, I got to get out in that spotlight
more. I need
more.
Some publicity. Yeah. I can get, if I come out as Kane, I'm good to go. Now, I've always liked Kane.
Yeah.
I liked him when he was the Undertaker. I liked the whole story of Bastard Brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I Corporate Kane.
Yeah. I honestly liked Corporate Kane a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I liked even Corporate Kane versus Seth Rollins for that time. That was hilarious to me. But so he comes up, and now we've talked about it. In our nerd time, let's be honest, it's our nerd time.
Right.
We've talked about it. It's like, come on, Braun Strowman, Kane, the Miztourage against the Shield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's now a 5-on-3 match.
It's 5-on-3. You've taken two of your biggest powerhouses that should probably face each other, and you're putting them against the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
My problem with all this is, and we'll talk about it when we go to TLC, is how do you play this out?
Yeah. If you have the Shield dominate like they have been, then you make Strowman and Kane and everybody else look weak. So you're not going to push them up anymore. Like, there's no...
I don't know, but we'll get into
it. We'll get into that tables, action chair. So that was Raw.
And Raw was good. I liked
Raw. Raw was good. And right. I feel much like I feel every week, which is Raw is good. Raw still needs to be 2 hours long. 3 hours is just too much.
I think you cut a few matches out.
Yeah.
And once again, the problem, and we talked about this first episode, is you are showing a lot of quick matches to build up to a pay-per-view that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not giving yourselves enough time to develop the story.
Exactly.
Once again, WWE, Vince, I'm going to leave the memo on your desk again. I am the one who writes it in purple crayon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cut back one to every other month. So SmackDown gets one, then Raw gets one.
Yep.
Then 2 months, you know, Raw gets another, and so on
exactly.
and so forth.
Each of them gets six a year.
Yeah.
It's plenty.
And then you can still have your four big ones.
Yeah.
And everybody gets a little time on the table.
Exactly.
So let's get into SmackDown. It opens up with Daniel Bryan coming out.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his hometown of Seattle. Mm-hmm. He started there. He retired there. Right.
Gets that huge pop.
Oh, the fans are eating him up. And let's be honest, who doesn't? He's like your favorite little brother. Like,
he is.
He's the one like, hey, isn't that your little brother who plays guitar? Yeah.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Isn't that your little brother who has, like, the cool sports car? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're not jealous. You're just, like, genuinely like, yeah, that's my brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, hey, so he's out there, and, well, who comes out?
Of course, our newest favorite.
Sami Zayn.
Friendship pair, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah. So, mm-hmm. Zayn comes out, and, you know, Brian basically calls him out and says, hey, you know, I don't know what happened to you. You've turned into a heel.
Right.
And Zayn comes out and he goes, no, I'm the same guy I was.
Mm-hmm.
Still happy, like to dance around, want to make the fans happy. However, and this is why I respect this, love me some Zayn right mm-hmm. now, is he goes, however, once again, I recognize that you guys screwed me over. And I'm just going to take what I want, a la Kevin Owens style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do I believe the sucking up, best friends, buddies, all that stuff again is worth it? I don't know.
And that Owens Jericho thing went for a while, and then that turn that Owens had, which completely blindsided me. I think I knew it was coming, but like this thing, like it's hard to believe the Zayn and Owens and get so invested knowing something like that may be coming
again. Let me ask you this. So, knowing that you were a Jericho Owens addict, like mm-hmm. you were drinking that in,
yeah.
Me being the Zayn Owens,
mm-hmm.
What did you think was the better friendship?
I think I have to go with Jericho and Owens because it was they went together so well, and Jericho, when it came to that, like, that was his, like, in my mind, that was his rebirth. Like, that's where he came out, and I remembered why I love Chris Jericho so much.
All right.
Like, he could not have gone away for his touring with Fozzy any better than with that.
Okay, so, like you, big Jericho fan, I want to drink it in, man.
Drink it in, man.
All right. And you and I have discussed this, and I'll let you get into it if you want, but the Festival of Friendship was probably one of the best pieces.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So entertaining.
Exactly.
And you and I just, like, this is awesome. We need to get Sparkly Vest. Right. And I think we are having that mural of, you know, the hand of God,
right,
mm-hmm, with our faces on it,
yes,
a la Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, right, painted on the ceiling of the bunker.
We are, at some point.
Well, I mean, if we don't break all the ladders, we'll just have them use those.
Use those, yeah.
So, mm-hmm, anyway, good remod. I like that idea.
Yep.
So mm-hmm, we should do
we
that.
Should get on that. I'll write it down.
Money out of the vault. All right, cool. We took notes. So, I'm going to go with Zayn. It's the history. They're best friends, best man at each other's wedding.
That was, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm, as a true mark, we all know what that is now.
Mm-hmm.
As a true mark, I like that. I like the concept of, hey, you know, we were best friends coming up, and then we had a falling out, but we're back together and tighter now. It's almost a la S.H.I.E.L.D.
It is. It is. That's, you know, true. That's true. So, the question is, are they doing this on SmackDown because they're doing S.H.I.E.L.D. on Raw to sort of have a back, you know,
so you
same thing on each side.
The, yeah, Shield is the face.
Yeah.
Zayn and Owens is the heel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sells.
I mean, I'm not going to say it happens because I don't think it will. But if this led to Shield versus Zayn and,
ooh,
Owens, like,
wow, mind blown.
Mind blown.
Wow, I like where that went.
I like where that's going, but that's so many big people at one time. I don't see them doing that.
We're going to have to lock that away and talk about it in our nerd time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Because,
mm-hmm,
we could just go.
We got more to go on with SmackDown.
Anyway, so they come out, they talk smack, and they call Bryan Daniels out, and they're like, hey, you can't wrestle, you can't fight.
Right,
and
exactly. He's
like, you know what? I'm going to go find you guys to beat you up. It's, mm-hmm, kind of like schoolyard bullying, where it's like, I can't do it, but I'm going to get my buddies.
I'm going to get my big brother to beat you up.
I'll show you. And then there's the drama of, who will it be?
Ooh.
Who will it be?
Ooh. Mm.
So, in the meantime, while we're trying to figure out who it's going to be, we have a six-woman tag team match.
Mm-hmm. We got Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Naomi versus Natalia, Lana, and Tamina.
Okay, so Natalia's a talent there.
Mm-hmm.
Tamina, who I love, Snuka's daughter? Granddaughter?
I think daughter.
Somewhere in there, related to Snuka.
Right.
Love the super kick and all that.
Yep.
Lana, hype person at best.
Yeah. Agreed.
Sorry.
Agreed. And I think she does great at that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, you can't beat her and Rusev.
As a wrestler, it's
not as much. Like,
and then, I mean, on the other side, we all know my crush.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Becky Lynch.
Right, right.
Charlotte, you're a beautiful woman. But listen, we didn't talk about Naomi. The intro Naomi does, Feel the Glow.
Oh,
when,
yeah,
she comes dancing down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say, like, a stack of dollar bills and a bottle of Cavassier at the club.
Right,
and,
right. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to say, that's an amazing dance you do, Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And I can watch parts of you glow all night.
If it was appropriate.
Yeah.
For a not above mid-30s now. We're, you know, late 30-year-old man.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
To buy light-up shoes and walk around with them, I would have done it. Because I want to do it. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Like, I feel that it's going to be done.
I feel like that's something that, like, I would purposely run at night.
Yeah.
And I don't even run.
Just so you could show that off. Guys, be careful with stuff. We can't steal anymore. Vince is finding out what's going on.
It's ridiculous.
It's good health these days, Craig. You know. Good health these days.
I know. I mean, but the fact that we're saving money with this cheap help means maybe we can buy two glowing soul shoes.
We're going to search Amazon.
This is going to be our first Instagram post. It's me and you wearing glowing shoes.
All you're going to see is old man feet with those glowing shoes on. I mean, young, middle-aged feet.
Why are those caps so hairy?
Stop.
Sorry.
We're getting off track with shoes.
But Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Naomi won.
Worst part of the match, Charlotte strutted again.
Yes. We've talked about her. Obviously, Elias needs to let Charlotte listen to this as well. Because,
yeah, Charlotte, get on the page. Take Two Takedown is going to lead you to the path of enlightenment.
Right.
You are amazing. Your woo is phenomenal. Quit the strutting. It's horrible.
Doesn't work for
Becky
you.
Becky Lynch, I love you. All right? But Charlotte, the talent you show. And I got to say, in this match, though, we were, once again, chunky.
Right.
You could see blatantly open miss strikes. And you could see them laying down to set the move up.
Yes.
And you were kind of like, oh.
Yes. I believe this may have been the one, too. I want to say, I give credit to WWE technical side, the cameramen, all that sort of stuff. I think, if I remember right, this is the match where the mic technique was so good that you heard a couple of times, like, move, mm-hmm. duck, like, roll. Like, you heard them calling to each other what they're about to do. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was their technique was too good.
So, we love you.
Yeah.
But need some polishing.
It does. There was a long stretch, I feel, where the women's division, especially when it was the Divas division, that was when you would go up and get something to drink. Or you'd go to the bathroom. Or you get snacks. And I felt it was starting to get better, and now it's going back to, I can fast forward through this, I can grab something to eat, I can go to the bathroom, come back, and I didn't feel I missed anything.
Yeah.
Just know who won so that maybe it moves into something else next week. That's it.
And I'm going to reiterate, I'm worried about with the talent you have coming in, will you have anything to compete? It's scary.
It is.
So let's talk about competition here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go out and just admit it. When I saw Sin Cara on the card with Corbin,
yep.
mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is just a filler match. Basically for Corbin to look pretty and do his thing and, you know, get a little more time on. And, mm-hmm. you know, Sin Cara is basically the punching bag. Well, I was wrong.
Yes, that was...
We were
all wrong with that. I mean, Corbin teased it that he was going to put his belt up for it at the beginning and then decided not to. He's going to take it away, which I was like, oh, you know, that's just Corbin being a dick. Like, that's what he's doing. I did not see that coming in. Well, the reason he put it up and then decided to take it away was because he was going to lose, which is what happened.
Okay, but let's be honest. You can't lose the title belt by count out.
No, that is
so
true.
So he wouldn't have lost the belt.
That
he
is
just
true.
Would have lost the match like he did.
That is true.
The thing is, though, you know, I like the idea of this. Like, here you have your U.S. champ. He beat AJ Styles clean the second time.
Yep.
But now you have it, like, he is the consummate heel where it's dirty, it's ugly, and you know whoever he's going to wrestle, he's going to find loopholes and things. And once again, I don't know how I missed it, but his whole shtick has been, oh, people say I cheat and I use loopholes. Well, that's what he's going to do.
Right, so. Exactly.
But
exactly.
I missed it, you know. It's all the glue I sniffed in high school or something.
You know.
Elmer's is powerful stuff.
High school. Yesterday.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Sin Cara wins via countout. And, you know, good on you, WWE writers. That was a twist I didn't see.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Then we had Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler goes on to win. But this leads us into a discussion.
By cheating. He pulled the tights. So, Ziggler wins. We get the match. This is the question I posed to my buddy Craig.
Mm-hmm.
We both agreed on the last episode that we are not good with Ziggler's new shtick about the intro and that he's just going to be the best in-ring performer and all that.
Right.
So we went a little farther and we're like, how can we develop it? How can we make it more? And Craig, what did we come up with? Because the idea, I think, is good.
It is. The idea we had is that Ziggler's shtick, per se, that he could have would be him beating you means he gets your entrance. So he beats Bobby Roode, he gets the glorious entrance.
I look like Randy Orton when he came out and he was the legend killer. He was just beating all the old names so that they could retire.
Exactly.
Now, looking at WWE, you've got a grand opportunity to sell more merchandise because, you know, he comes in, he takes, and I don't think he'll ever take Bobby Roode's because that is too good in and of itself. Glorious.
Exactly.
But, you know, you get somebody that has a played out entrance. You know, everybody knows it, but they want something new. They want a new pop. Dude, you can have Ziggler come in. He steals it. It's not that he's going to use it, but now it's his.
Like, so he can choose to come out to whatever entrance he wants because then now you're selling, you know, you're selling that merchandise for, you know, say it is Bobby Roode. You're selling now glorious Ziggler merchandise, and you're now selling whatever Roode's new shtick is merchandise. Like, you all of a sudden have two new things to sell. Like,
and instead of, oh, poor me, Ziggler, it's now, look at me. If you lose, I'm going to take your personality.
Take right, exactly.
Because, you know, a lot of your entrance is who you are.
Yep.
So if I take your personality, Bobby Roode is a great wrestler, but he's not Bobby Roode without Glorious.
No, exactly. And I think that is great. I mean, I'm not saying that anyone from WWE listens in the writer's room, but if they do, and this starts to happen, we're taking full credit for it.
Right here, right now, we lock
right
it
here,
down.
Right here. October 19th, 2017, we take credit.
T3, we did that.
We did that.
All right, so we go with that into Jinder Mahal's announcement.
Right.
And
I did not see coming.
I know you won't believe this, but being the nerd that I am, I read all the backstage stuff.
Right.
I knew it was coming.
Right.
I like how it happened. What I liked is the aftermath, the fallout kind of from it. So, Jinder Mahal, if you guys have missed it, if you've been living under a rock, Jinder Mahal announces that there is nobody good enough in SmackDown to wrestle, and he's calling out Brock Lesnar.
Right. So which I love. I mean,
the Universal Champion against the Heavyweight Champion.
And you call out Brock Lesnar, like, especially nowadays, that's getting you on ESPN, that's getting you on, you know, major sports, you know, blogs, major sports newspapers and publications, like... Newspapers. Nobody reads a fucking newspaper.
What's a newspaper?
Newspaper.
That's like internet on paper.
Right, exactly.
But here's the other thing. Like, now we have a tie-in. So this is going to take us to SmackDown in November.
Yes.
Which is another big one.
You mean the Survivor Series.
Or Survivor Series. Yeah. Thank you.
Which is for SmackDown. So it's fine. I'll allow.
But I mean, you're going to have the crossovers for both. So this will take us to Survivor Series. And now you have Lesnar and Mahal. And guess what? I'm going to go out on a limb. Mahal wins.
I could see that. I mean, because they love building Lesnar up, but Lesnar will lose. Like, he, you know, it's one of those things. Like, he's not one of those guys who doesn't like to lose. Like, he'll lose as long as he can come back and take it, you know, win again.
Yeah, but I'm just saying Mahal wins. Now ask me why.
John.
Yes, Craig.
Why does Mahal win?
Well, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think having a star of Mahal's caliber... where he is one of the number one rated entertainers in India.
Yep.
Which is a huge country.
Huge.
Capitalize on that with his familiarity and favoritism here in the States.
Yep.
And let's be honest, he is probably one of the best developed characters in the SmackDown lineup.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Couple that with the fact that Brock Lesnar just is known to win.
Yeah.
I say we go with the change. We let Jinder Mahal win. Does he unify the belts? And if so, what happens?
Yeah. I could see that happening. All of your points are correct. And because the one thing that WWE will do is they will do stuff to sell merchandise, and they will do stuff to get ratings.
I agree.
And Jinder Mahal winning and beating Brock Lesnar, huge ratings. Huge. Come on, guys! We're trying to record a show.
Yeah, stop.
Jeez.
God damn it.
No respect.
Assholes.
Anyway. And I agree. I agree with your point. Your point makes sense. And there's nothing bigger that will be shown on SportsCenter, on, you know, CBS Sports, all that sort of stuff, than Brock Lesnar losing. Now you're getting a big push for Jinder Mahal.
Exactly.
After as well.
And... you're building up the diversity.
Yes.
You know, I think we talked about it in the first episode. WWE does a lot more than people give it credit for. They think it's just a bunch of guys in tights dancing around to silly stories.
Right.
But if you look at all the community efforts they put in and everything they do with diversity and what have you, they are really making strides to be at the forefront of modern culture. Anyway, exactly. I get off my political thing.
I agree.
So Jinder Mahal makes the announcement. He's going to fight Brock Lesnar. AJ Styles comes out all
soccer mom
butt hurt with his soccer mom hair.
Yep.
By the way, shout out to Cool Figs. All right? If you guys haven't gone on Instagram and seen this, Cool Figs puts out...
Right. KEWL_FIGS.
Thank you. But anyway, puts out pictures of like... wrestlers for their birthday, the action figures for their birthday, or puts them in things that we want to see.
Yeah.
This week, he had the best one.
Yes. I agree.
Soccer mom hair AJ Styles on his knees looking like he's begging for mercy with Brutus the Barber Beefcake sitting over him with hedge trimmers. And I tagged it and said, and I quote, "This is a fucking dream match in my world."
Yes. Completely agree.
So, Cool Figs, good on you. We love the stuff you're doing. Keep it up.
Keep it up.
One of our favorite Instagram posts.
I agree.
We look forward every day.
I agree.
So AJ Styles comes out all butt hurt, soccer mom hair, said, "Oh, I'm better. I'm good. This is my AJ Styles imitation.
That's pretty good.
I can do it. let me have a chance, Mom.
Come on,
Shane. I'm your boy." Right?
Right.
Almost like Chrisley.
Right.
The show that comes on after.
That comes after afterwards.
He's like ambiguously not... hetero. It's weird.
But he's got a family and a wife and kids and like...
I think the wife's the dude, but...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Doesn't matter.
And if you don't know the show we're talking about, you are not a wrestling fan, because if you haven't accidentally left on Raw for 10 extra minutes or record past, because you always have to,
yeah,
because you never know when it's going to end, and all of a sudden you just see this show Chrisley Knows Best.
And you're like, who the hell is that guy?
Who the hell is this? Anyway. And he's in season like 17 now.
So this is my favorite part of the whole Jinder Mahal, AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar thing. Jinder says there's nobody worth. AJ comes out and says, no, I'm worthy. Give me a shot kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he goes, bah, you can fight one of my underlings, the Singh brother, next show.
Right.
I'm too busy to deal with you right now.
Yes, yes.
Get thee away from me, little speck of fly.
It's not going to happen. But if a Singh brother beats AJ Styles, it's just because they're going to fire AJ Styles. Like, there's no reason to allow that to happen, right?
AJ Styles is I would give him the consummate SmackDown jobber. However, you can't call him a jobber because they're going to let him float in and out of belts.
That is true.
He is, you know, one of the SmackDown superstars. Yeah. So we'll give it to him.
And all we both won his gloves.
So guess what happens? We find out, before these matches, we find out Daniel Bryan went to the schoolyard, found him some bodyguards in Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Right. Together, we'll now take on the new friendship.
The bromance.
The bromance of Owens and Zayn.
Almost as eloquent as ours.
Mm-hmm. Almost. Almost. Almost.
I don't think they're holding each other's back pocket.
Right.
No. But it's close,
yet.
Right?
Yet.
Yet. It's close. Mm. So anyway, we're going to go into this match where it's Shinsuke Nakamura, Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. You got a 13-time world champion. You've got the artist, the man of strong style. And I honestly thought they were going to have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn not lose per se, but bow out of the match with a disqualification or
A not true win or a not true loss.
Exactly.
For anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is Owens and Zayn win.
Yeah.
Zayn pins a 13-time champion. No holds barred. I mean, there was some cheating, don't get me wrong, but he drops the hell of a kick.
Yeah.
And drops Orton, and Orton gets pinned.
Yeah. I was quite shocked.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put it out there. I've got the buy-in again with Sami Zayn. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To the point that I went from wearing my gray hat to my black hat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pimping it the other day. It's gotten a little chilly here in the D.C. area. So we wear hats, and I'm wearing my little black driver cap going, I'm a la badass Sami Zayn.
I mean, you know, you are now the black hat Sami Zayn as opposed to the white hat Sami
Exactly.
Zayn.
Mm-hmm. So I am now heel Sami Zayn.
Heel Sami Zayn.
And I'm carrying it. It's going to be mine. So,
They decided, Brian said, all right, now Owens and Zayn, your fate now lies next week when Shane McMahon returns from his 19 broken ribs and dislocated shoulder and whatever else he got.
And that was the ending final moment.
Right. And it's like, well, obviously you're going to just figure it out next week.
And it was like one of those, obviously Shane McMahon's going to come back and drop the hammer. And,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. At SmackDown, who's Shane McMahon going to team with to fight Sami Zayn and Kevin
It's obviously going to be that. It's obviously going to be Shane teaming with somebody.
Yeah. It can't be Daniel Bryan. He's 100% broke.
Right, right.
So does, and I'm just throwing out a wild card hair up my rear end thing here. Does Daniel Bryan do a tap in, call his brother-in-law, and have Cena team up with Shane O'Mac?
That would be nice.
I'd really kind of like to see that. We'll see how it turns out.
That's
my just, you know, grasp at the brass ring if I can. Or what I would really want to see, keep it in the family and Triple H
that's
and
Shane. That's exactly what I was
going
to say.
That's where you were going?
That's just where I was going. You make this family against friends and you go Triple H and Shane against Owens and Zayn. Because you already know Triple H and Owens have that past.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it works. Like,
it does work.
It does work.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
So one of those two, Cena, Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, fans, I am not part of the Cena Nation. Never have been.
Mm-mm.
Didn't like him when he came in as a fresh face. Didn't like him as he goes out as a fresh face.
I mean, I like the song.
Do you really? Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Damn it, shit. All right.
I think
it's over, folks.
Yeah. That's the show. No, wait.
Come back. Sorry, we have more to talk about.
We got to talk about tables, ladders, and chairs.
Tables, ladders, and chairs coming up this Sunday.
8 p.m.
Pre-show at 7, as always is, on the WWE Network. Once again, if you don't have the WWE Network, I don't know why you wouldn't. I feel that every sport needs to do this now. It pisses me off because I also watch UFC, that the UFC Fight Pass does not do this. UFC Fight Pass, you pay $10 a month, you get a few Fight Pass fights, you get some content, and then you still have to pay $50-$60 for a pay-per-view every time they have one.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous. WWE Network, you pay $9.99 a month, as we hear every 3 minutes on both shows.
Yeah.
You pay that, you get all of the pay-per-views, you get the shows, you get their extra content. Like, you're paying, you know, what is an instance, $120, and you get a pay-per-view event every month.
Listen, for $10,
right.
you get WWE for a month.
Mm-hmm.
For $10, we can't even go to Taco Bell on Taco Tuesdays.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Without spending more than $10.
Correct. Correct.
And I mean, we're both pretty fit guys. Right.
I mean, if we were to go to Taco Bell, you mean? If one was.
We wear our shirts like we live our life. 2XL.
2XL.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
I like that. Okay.
All right. So, Helen, TLC. Tables, ladders, and chairs.
So, what stuns me about all this is so far we only have one TLC match.
Correct. Correct.
Right. So the opener, the dark match, the get pumped, ready to go match is going to be a tag team between two 205 tag teams. Right now you have Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher.
Yep.
I like where they've gone with Jack Gallagher. They
have
turned him from the gentleman Jack Gallagher into the Ripper Jack Gallagher.
Yep, I agree. We discussed it last week, and I think it makes sense.
Yeah, and I like it. And then they're going up against Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann, which, by the way, where's he from?
B-more.
That's this area, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We love us some Rich
Swann. We love Mojo. Yep. We love Rich Swann.
I can't dance, but I
always... And Luke Harper.
Yeah, we do love us some Luke Harper. By the way, the intros for the Bludgeon Brothers,
mm-hmm.
Oh, spooky.
Yep, yep.
I want one of those hammers.
Oh, of course.
I want to walk around with a robe, a sheep mask with a radioactive venting thing, and a hammer, and just scare the shit out of every motherfucker I see on the streets.
Completely agree.
Okay, I'm done.
But do we still wear glowing soul tennis shoes while we do it?
Well, we have to.
Okay.
We would have to.
Okay. Mean,
we'd be
just want to be sure.
So anyway, tag team opener up. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be decent.
It's going to be entertaining. Yep. We're going to see a lot of fast movements and a lot of fun. And I like me some Brian Kendrick. Here's a dirty little heel, and mm-hmm. you kind of look at him, and you're like, if he was in a bar fight, he'd be scrappy.
Yeah, exactly.
You can hang out. He'll
claw out some eyes and not fucking care.
Not a big fan of the thrown-together 80s leopard / zebra / metal stud look, but who cares? Yeah, whatever.
Give him time. Give him time.
We are not Brizango. We are not the fashion police.
We are not. We are not. There are no fashion files on this show.
All right. Then we go into another cruiserweight match
mm-hmm.
with Enzo and Kalisto for the belt.
Right.
Where do you feel this is going?
I feel like giving it back to Enzo is just dumb. Like, I mean, it's you give it to him, you take it away, you give it back to him, like, in a 2-week period? 3-week period? Like, that doesn't make much sense. But as we discussed with this entire cruiserweight division, a lot of what they're doing doesn't make sense. So who knows?
All right. So, Enzo and Kalisto, the way I see it is, Enzo dropping, Kalisto cheating somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not for the belt, but the Zoe train comes out and they beat down on Kalisto. Then Kalisto brings in his friends and
yep.
it turns into, and we've got this rivalry brewing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go the Pumpkin King. Versus Minnie Mouse's voice.
Like, I can't. They had the promo on Raw for it. For
oh
the
my
demon. And,
God.
And they did that nice close up of Finn Balor's face, and every once in a while you hear that doom, and it would flash to him as demon, and you're right. With the orange and the black paint, he looks like a pumpkin. It's I understand great. Maybe he's going for a Halloween shtick.
Okay, but it's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Like, I don't get it. And I said this to you, and I'll say it again. Swear to God, if one of my favorites, Bray Wyatt, comes out wearing a veil and a fucking dress...
It's over.
It's over.
I'm you
done.
Broke up.
I'm done stealing the WWE Network from Vince McMahon.
It's a divorce, isn't
it? It is. Because...
Wow. Two shows, he's done.
Two shows. It's over.
That's it. I'll have to get a new co-host.
Yeah, I'm done with it because it makes no sense.
At the end of this, when we're done announcing all the matches, we'll go over what we think the outcome's going to be. But listen, I'm going to tell you this. You introduced Sister Abigail, finally.
Finally. After, 3 years?
You have that match between alter personalities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting. I'm just going to drop my 2 cents in here. Balor, you dropped that promo. God, that was horrible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, the face paint, great. I'll give you Great Pumpkin. I can make other jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to put your face out on my stoop for Halloween.
Right, right, yeah.
It's not even going to scare the kids.
No.
Anyway, mm-hmm. All in all, like, you came out and you were cold. You were flat. Yeah. I didn't get any emotion in there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get my buy-in. Like, I want this to be awesome.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Because and I think one of the issues was, even with this stupid veil, Minnie Mouse voice, in recent time to me, Bray Wyatt is the king of promos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, and going up against him, you have to be at your top game. And Finn just wasn't.
And,
like,
I don't know, like, did you have a cold? Did you get a call that your dog died or something? I don't know. But Finn, you, like, that was a bad promo.
It was. And especially considering it was just promo.
Yeah.
There was no match,
there was no match or to anything be had to go with it.
Like, it's just promo. Like, yeah. I don't know. It could have been better.
I don't even really want to talk about the next match because we all know the outcome.
Right. I mean, I feel bad for Emma because... I was going to say Asuka again.
You can.
Asuka. May, like, seriously damage her.
Yeah, like, I just... There's so much, like... Emma, you are so outclassed here.
So outclassed. I mean, I think we talked about it last week. Like, Asuka's not going to lose for at least a few months, I would say. I mean, they're at least going to have her go to Survivor Series, if not WrestleMania?
Yeah, but I don't think they'll give her a title call till Survivor Series.
Okay. So do you think she gets the title card, gets the belt, and then keeps it all the way into WrestleMania, and that's where she finally loses?
Oh, I don't think she'll lose.
Like, when does she lose?
Because, let's be honest, how do you take talent and make them lose? It's not going to make the story any better.
No.
So, just like her in NXT, where she went undefeated until she relinquished her title to move up to WWE,
mm-hmm.
if there is no talent underneath of her, and I'm sorry, Becky Lynch, I love you so much. If there's no talent underneath of her that can step up to the plate, how do you make her lose?
I mean, I think the answer is obvious. She moves into the cruiserweight division and just starts taking all of them out.
She beats the piss out of Enzo.
Right, exactly. You
however,
get a Benzo.
However.
Kalisto.
No. Kalisto and Asuka would be a phenomenal match.
That would be
match.
One hell of a fight.
We would never see it, but the two of their talents, their movements, it would be like a beautiful dance of angels in the ring.
And then once they do that, combine those belts into their tag team, I think the next step is obvious, which is they leave WWE.
Have a baby.
And go to Lucha Underground.
And have a baby.
And have a baby there.
And that is like the wrestling Jesus come to deliver us all from the crappy storylines WWE's put out.
Completely agree. Now, would the baby be born with a mask?
Oh, I think it would have to be.
I mean, you at least wouldn't see the baby's face for months,
We would never see the face.
No.
No, mm-hmm. not at all.
You wouldn't know.
All right, that's a whole different thing.
Sorry, we go off on tangents sometimes.
All right, so then we got Biscuit Butt versus the Golden Girl. For the belt. And I'm sorry, but I kind of have buy-in on this story. So, I love me some Alexa Bliss. You're the whole prison.
I know, it was funny, wasn't it, Julio?
Anyway.
Don't drop the table on yourself.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So, we got Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James. You know what? We'll talk about it at the end. Anyway, my card's on Mickie. You know why? Just cause.
Giving her that nice Hall of Fame push.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And then the final match on the card so far is... The Shield versus
most of Raw.
Pretty much the whole Raw superstar roster.
Right. And as we noticed in doing our show prep, the only actual match that involves tables, ladders, or chairs.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, let's get into it. What happens to The Shield?
I mean,
you've got a huge push. The Shield has come back. You bring them out in their full military. You've got the intro again. You are making them The Shield. You're facing them against The Miz, Taraj, Braun Strowman, and now Kane?
Yeah.
It's too much.
It is.
WWE, you can't throw a mountain in the way. And, I mean, Braun Strowman in and of himself, if he is going to be the character you want him to be, where he is just unstoppable, he is your juggernaut, how is it you need to throw Kane in there, too? I get that you want to bring him back.
Right.
I get that you want to give Kane a little push. My assumption is this. If he gets elected to mayor, he will officially retire, go into the Hall of Fame, legend.
Agreed.
Done.
Agreed.
And he may do promos a la Rock, Stone Cold, where he comes out, says hi, everybody's like, oh, we love right. you, Kane.
Until he runs for president eventually.
Yeah. And I would vote for him.
100%.
Let's be honest.
100%.
Anyway, so in my opinion, too much. So I am interested and a little concerned to see where they go with that story.
Yeah, because I feel that you need to have the Shield win.
Uh-huh.
Because you've just started their push. But you lose so much by having the other guys lose, because now you're making them look sort of weak.
Yeah, and where do you go? What yeah. other team do you put up against the Shield at
exactly.
this point?
Exactly.
Who do you throw
you
in
You literally put five people and most of your high top Raw superstars
yeah, I mean,
against them.
Look, everybody was going to laugh at me about this, but The Miz right now is stellar on the mic. He is at the top of his game, and I am loving everything him, the Miztourage, everything he's doing, and I feel he's got staying power. And I thought just the Miztourage against the Shield, although Bo Dallas and Axel are a little stiff,
mm-hmm.
they could be brought up. You know?
Agreed.
The fact that you then say, hey, let me take the Miz in the bar, good enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got one for Roman, you got one for Seth, you got one for Dean, good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then you Agreed. Throw Braun Strowman in, I'm like, okay, a little reach.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the Kane in, and it's like, too much.
Yeah.
It's like, we all love cake.
We do.
We all love the frosting on the cake.
We do.
It's the weirdos that want the frosting with the rose, with an added piece of cake on top of that, right?
And Cool Whip to throw on it all.
And why? I don't need all
it's
that
too much.
Sugar.
It's too much.
It's just going to make me sick in the end.
Exactly. Exactly. So. And in the end, you should have gone for pie, which is the sugar.
All right. So we're going to pop them off real quick.
Okay.
Opening match, Kendrick and Gallagher against Alexander and Swan. What do you pick?
I'm probably going to say Kendrick and Gallagher just because I think that win is more exciting.
All right. I'm going to go with Alexander and Swan because I am a local boy. I love me some Rich Swan.
Gotcha. I like All it. Right? I like it. Now we go with Kalisto and Enzo.
He will not get the belt, but Enzo does some way that he looks like the winner. I'm going to say my prediction is this. Zo brings out the Zo train. They beat down on Kalisto. Kalisto brings out his group, but I'll give it to Zo. I'll make Enzo the winner?
I like it. I like it. I think it makes the most sense. You're not making either of them lose, per se. You're not making either of them win clean. So I think we both go with Enzo by means of somehow cheating.
Right.
I think that's the way to go.
All right. The Pumpkin King and Minnie Mouse.
And Minnie Mouse.
All right. The Demon versus Sister Abigail.
I can't go against Wyatt, so I have to say Sister Abigail.
Even if he comes out in a veil and a dress.
If he comes out in a veil and a dress, I will hate him, and I will never watch wrestling again, but I'm still going to watch to make sure he wins.
Okay, I am going to go with Sister Abigail as well, because it is the intro of a new character.
That's true.
Now, I don't think it's going to be a clean win. I don't think it's going to be, definitive. I think if they want this shtick to work, they're going to have to keep pulling it.
Right.
But right now, I think this is a good storyline to work through. Mm-hmm. You can make this happen.
Now, I'm saying if Wyatt starts losing and the lights go out, come back up, and I see Rowan and Harper also in a dress standing on both sides of the ring, I may be all back in with everybody wearing dresses.
Why dresses?
What I don't know. Just because.
You got some weird cross
I guess,
dress
you know,
thing going.
Hey, whatever works.
All right, but listen, while we're on the topic of the Bludgeon Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I am so waiting. Like, their promos, I'm loving them.
Yep.
And, I am so waiting for them. I can't wait to see them. I think it's next week.
I think it's next week, yeah.
And I think if they play this right, this will be a good tag team to watch. They were great as the Wyatt family.
Agreed.
I'm ready for it.
Agreed.
So, okay, then we go into Asuka and Emma.
Right, the death match.
Okay, Emma dies.
Emma dies.
Emma is dead.
And Asuka obviously wins.
So we both agree on that one.
Okay.
Then we go with...
with Biscuit Butt and Golden Girl.
The Golden Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Rue McClanahan.
Right. And I think we both agree that Dorothy wins, right?
You're going with Dorothy.
I'm going to go with Rose.
You're going with Rose. So, we're going Golden Girl.
Right. We're going Sophia wins.
It amazes me that you know all their names. Okay.
Does it? Does it really make
well,
sense?
Well, no, not really. I am just ashamed that I don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anyway... why?
Because I feel that this is the push towards Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
She does it. She won't have the belt for long.
Well,
like, she'll have just enough so that when she comes back, that, you know, when they do the Hall of Fame, how many, you know, I think this would be sixth time belt holder, like.
I think seventh. Liz has staying power.
Right.
She is going to be fine without a belt.
Correct.
I agree with that. We all love her. She's an attractive performer, and she performs well.
She does.
I like the character a lot. Mm-hmm. So she has staying power. You give it to Mickey. Mickey's a placeholder. The next pay-per-view in, what, 2 days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, an hour later, whatever it is at this point. Right. You know, then Asuka can take the belt from Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey looks great. She puts up a good fight. We give her a Hall of Fame. Everybody wins, right?
Yep. Agreed.
All right, so we're good with that.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if that happened the Tuesday after this event.
I wouldn't either.
Like, at all.
I really wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to have Asuka take a belt on a regular show.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
They're going to want people to pay for that.
And then the big match, The Shield versus Miz, Taraj, and everyone else.
Yeah, pretty much the whole Raw card.
I have to say Shield.
I'm going to go with The Shield as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both because I want them, and I think it's going to happen. And the reason why I think it's going to happen is you don't bring in one of the greatest teams of, you know, one of the latest greatest teams and have them lose. And if you do have them lose, how are you going to sell it?
Exactly. How are you then going to push for towards the next event when they've now lost? Like, it's rough.
All right.
So because of all that, everything we talked about, who is your face or heel of the week?
All right. So we've established in our nerd time, but if you heard one, I picked heel of the week. I'm probably going to go with another heel of the week this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stick with what I had. And I'm going to go Sami Zayn. I am really loving mm-hmm. this turn.
Mm-hmm.
Am I buying the best buddies for life and all things pushed aside and all that between him and Kevin Owens? No, there's going to be a turn.
Agreed.
And I'm going to predict it now. I see the turn being Zayn on Owens to get a title match.
Yep, and he's going to basically say, I'm just being like you.
Yeah.
You know.
So somewhere down the line, Zayn makes a turn. However, I will go with Zayn as heel of the week because he is the one that I genuinely look at, and if I believed all this was real,
mm-hmm.
I would look at it and I'd be like, you know what? This is a story I'm following. Like,
yep.
This is my soap opera. Like, oh my God, Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm in it. I'm in it. 100% was Zayn.
I like it. I think I'm going to have to go with Jinder Mahal.
Ooh, I like this. Why Jinder?
Jinder, I like the announcement. I like coming out. But I think, as we discussed, the baller move of you're not worth fighting. I'm going to make my underling fight you instead.
Guys that moved the rug for me.
Right. I think I need to go with that. Like, that is so in line with his character. It's one of those things that, like, when I saw it happen, I was like, well, obviously that makes sense because that's what Jinder Mahal would do. But I didn't think of it myself.
Yeah, the modern day Maharaja. Right. You gotta love him.
Like, I didn't even think about, like, he's not even gonna waste his time with somebody like AJ Styles. Like, in my mind, I was like, oh, well, maybe he'll fight him and, you know, whoever wins gets to fight Brock mm-hmm. and Jinder would win. Like, that's sort of I thought would be leading up to Survivor Series. But this is just so much better and so much more, I'm a badass. I don't need to waste time with you.
Even if it's a little side story, I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
And AJ Styles and his soccer mom, Billy Ray Cyrus, look, had that look of, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but I'm much more in Jinder just like away from you, little man.
Which I think then leads into, which is, this is also my favorite storyline of the week.
Okay.
Which is this AJ Styles, no, I'm worthy. I need to fight too. And Jinder being like, no, you're not.
No.
Fight my kid sister. And it's not going to matter. That's basically what it is.
Fight my kid sister. That's awesome. God, what am I going to go with? My favorite storyline of the week. Right now, you know what? I'm going to little switch up here. I like me some Ripper Jack Gallagher. I like the change from the English Gentleman.
I like it.
Comes out. He's going to be the dark bad guy. You know, comes out. I don't know where they're going to develop the story from. Mm-hmm. But now he's coming out in a vest, tie, and dress shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's handling himself in the ring.
Yeah.
I like it. So I got a little buy-in with the Gallagher and mm-hmm. and watching the match.
Yeah.
Although, remember, I do love me some Rich Swann. I was liking his style.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
much better than when he's standing on his head in the upper corner of the ring putting his foot down to stop people.
Yes.
Because let's be honest, if you're doing that, fuck your foot. I'm going to come in and plow you.
Yep.
It's going to hurt.
100% agree.
So anyway.
100% agree.
I'm gonna watch that.
Okay.
I'm gonna follow that along, but I think outside of the obvious, you know, everything else going on. That would be my favorite. That's the one that was kind of like, huh, the little hook.
Yeah, I like. Mm-hmm. I like it. So that's our reviews for Raw and SmackDown. We went over TLC coming up. I wrote down all of our choices, so we'll see next week on episode 3 how we did, if we were correct or not, how many we actually got right. I have faith that we did pretty well. Even for the most part, I think we're good on the ones we picked the same, and we'll see what happens, especially at the beginning.
All right, so let's dive into local events real
quick. Local events, as we discussed last week, we have Maryland Championship Wrestling coming up this weekend.
Manchester, Maryland.
We have people there like Kevin Nash, Joey Mercury, Coco Beware. As we discussed, I would go and pay money just to take a picture with Coco Beware.
And Kevin Nash.
I would do anything to take a picture with Kevin Nash.
Yeah, come on.
Exactly. All right. Especially with the short hair now. He looks like a distinguished gentleman.
What's it called? Autumn Armageddon. Autumn Armageddon.
Exactly. You can just go to mcwprowrestling.com, pick up your tickets there.
All one word. All right.
Then we have the Right Coast Pro, which they are now following us on Twitter. They're some of our 20 followers. Ooh. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, we follow them.
We follow them, and maybe they're one of those people that just follow everybody back, but I'm okay with that.
Tit for tat. Yeah. I'm going to say that they heard the show, thought we were awesome, and said, yes, we're going to watch.
Right, exactly, which is why this will lead into, hey, Right Coast Pro, if you want to have anybody on the show, we have the capability to Skype people in.
We would be happy to have any of your wrestlers as a guest. We would even love to have the cast and crew as a guest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if we can get the definition of a ring technician, Harry M. Baldwin, just because I think we both love that name.
Oh, God. I love the title, The Definition of a Ring Technician. Now, I called you out last week on episode 1 where I said you are no Dean Malenko.
Right, right.
So if you care to retort, mm-hmm. we would be happy to have you on the show.
Right. And just know, if he comes on the show, the entire time I will only refer to him as Harry M. Baldwin.
And he has to promise not to beat us up.
Yes. That's why we Skype Steel in. Yeah. They can't find us.
Yeah, you won't find us in the bunker. Don't follow the hippo party rental truck.
No. For the big blow-up castle we have and stuff.
Shh. You're not supposed to know about the parents' council. You already let them know about the glow-in-the-dark shoes.
But their next event, Turn Back Time, is November 4th. You can pick up tickets at rightcoastpro.com.
Can I help you out here?
Please do.
All right. Former WWE star Gene Snitsky.
That guy.
You can't say it.
Snitsky is going to be fighting.
Gene Snitsky. Their current heavyweight champion, Mr. Harry M. Baldwin. We're bought in. I remember Gene Snitsky from the day, and he was a great wrestler. And honestly, I hope this Harry M. Baldwin, we would love to talk to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Even if we just meet in a McDonald's parking lot and talk about stuff.
No, because we'd be it has to be in a big old public space where you can't touch me. I mean, bring it. All right, but if you're interested, you can get tickets at rightcoastpro.com, and it's worth it. These are both great promotions, and we are looking for the show.
Exactly.
So,
and then we have our moment. Last week we did a nice moment of support.
Well, let's be honest. It was worth it.
It was needed to be.
But this is more apropos, more of the show.
Right.
Our moment this week, and it was tough because there are a lot of great moments out there, but our moment this week, we wanted to give you a moment of flair.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
There we go. You're welcome, folks.
Shall we end with woo? Woo! Boom. You got a double woo.
Exactly. The last thing we want to do, we want to thank some people.
We want to thank Jason Wilson from Resolution Alley for our intro music and promo. He is a great guy, great musician. His album drops on iTunes and I think you can get it on Amazon. I'm not sure. We'll double check.
We'll double check.
But his album drops probably in another 3 weeks. And guys, he is huge here in the DC area. One of the best known musicians. If you get a chance, listen to his stuff.
Definitely. And good old Freddie B is our hype man at the beginning. We got to thank him.
He's one fabulous individual.
One scary, intimidating person.
Mom, Dad, we love you. We're going to go with Take Two Productions.
Yep. Make sure you check them out. Make sure you check out Take Two Podcast, the main show we spun off on. They have their new episode every Tuesday. Just put up first episode, season 2, episode 1. They put up their episode 53.
Craig, if I'm right, listening to that, there was almost a challenge drop.
There's a bit of a challenge from Brian and Tony of Take Two Podcast saying that their chemistry is better than me and John.
Those motherfuckers don't hold belts.
They don't.
No.
We have belts hanging right here.
We have belts.
We do.
Tag team champion
belts. We paid good money for them at Target.
I think they were like $20 a pop.
I know.
But we both have one because we are a team.
A team. So we'll have to see. At some point, we're going to have to go over there. We will discuss wrestling movies.
I'm going to drop it right now.
Drop it.
Tony and B-Rye. All right. You bring it. You bring your saucy selves. You try to handle what we throw down, and you are going to be sorely, sorely mistaken. We will beat you like the redheaded stepchildren you are and leave you in the gutter like trash.
Trash.
I'm done. Trash.
Guys, we're trying to start a podcast war. Please be quiet.
Yes. Jeez. And if you feel that you have the balls to come into our secret underground bunker, to try to get around the tables. Fucking Julio is putting chairs up in the way of the refrigerator.
Right.
Does he not know snack time comes right after the show? God damn it! Anyway, sorry, Craig.
Yes.
Focus.
Focus. Sorry.
All right,
focus.
Sorry. So, you guys want to come down into the bunker? You want to do a little tap dance? You want to throw down? You want to fight? We'll meet you on your terms.
We will.
You want to talk movies? You want to talk comics? You want to talk books? We can talk your lady love stuff.
Right, right.
But we are going to draw you in and make you talk wrestling. If you can't handle it, you will be left wanting. In the words of Sheamus and Cesaro, we are the bar. Bring it, bitches.
Bitches. All right, I'm done. All right, we're done.
Great.
By the way, don't fire me off the normal Take Two show because I still kind of like doing that. But we'll fight you.
I ain't got no chain, ho. Ain't got no chain. I am no Ellsworth. You ain't got no money in the bank against me. I say what I want.
All right. So if you want to message us and talk about our podcast war or anything we said on this lovely episode, maybe you want to give us your choices of who you think is going to win in the TLC matches this week. You can find us on Twitter at Take Two Takedown. It's spelled TAKETOO Takedown. Or you can email us take2takedown@gmail.com. We like getting all your messages. We like getting all these tweets and stuff like that so we can talk to you. We want to interact with our fans.
Speaking of interaction, should we throw the gauntlet down of naming our team?
I think we should. I think we should.
So here's the deal. Craig and I are obviously going to be, I mean, we are tag team champions.
Right.
But we are looking for a persona. We are looking for the character to our team.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want from our listeners is listening to us in two shows. You might need a few more. But start giving us suggestions for team names.
Exactly.
Funny, mysterious, angry, whatever you feel fits us the best, give us a team name. We are building our characters. You know who we are. If that succeeds, you may get to name us. And your team name may be prolonged throughout our show,
through our series. I like it.
So if you're good with it, I'm good with it. We leave it in the hands of the fans.
We'll pick a nice milestone, either like 100 followers, maybe episode 25, maybe Christmas.
Ooh.
Something like that. End of the year present to us, something like that. We'll come up with something like that. We'll go through all our suggestions, we'll talk about them and decide which ones we want to do.
I'm down with it. Let's do it.
Totally down.
Boom.
Totally down. Again, thanks for joining us, folks. We appreciate you listening to Take Two Takedown. Episode 2. We're going to try again, do this every week. We'll make sure we come back next week, discuss how TLC went and how our choices were.
I just want to drop a woo!
Woo! We're out, folks.
I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I like thinking. Continue.
In our bunker,
mm-hmm.
I feel we should be doing stuff different all the time.
Okay.
So, like this episode, we are installing a steel cage
for
future matches.
I like
Or, you know, we too have set up our pink ring for breast cancer awareness.
I like it. Or do we? We could do the pink ring, and then next week. That just sounds like some sort of weird name for a vagina.
Yeah.
We could do the pink ring And then next week, we talk about how we're installing all of the tables, ladders, and chairs within our thing. Like, everything is related to events.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. We are now having chairs delivered from a rental company right. into the secret bunker
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To go along with our tables and ladders.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that... By-
and it's yes, it's sticky, but it's funny.
Like, and it's funny.
It is.
You like be it. Careful with that table.
Those are not supposed to break till Sunday.
Those are rentals. No, not that table. We took that from Vince's laundry room.
That's where he changes his undergarments. Any weird noises. He's
like masturbating the microphone stand.
Right.
Good thing that recorded.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I'll put it in at the end.
This has been a production of WTTP Take 2 Podcast.
A WTTP.
WTTP.
WTTP. WT2 Podcast.
WT2 Podcast.
WT2 Podcast.
WTTP. WTTP.
WT2 Podcast.
WT2 Podcast.
WT2 Podcast.